From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Agriculture Department manager forced to resign after she was mistakenly accused of discrimination says she's not going back to USDA, at least not for a while. Shirley Sherrod made the announcement to reporters today after meeting with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who was also at the news conference. Sherrod says she is willing to work with the administration, though, on matters of discrimination and race.
We do need to work on the issues of discrimination and racism in this country. And I certainly would like to play my role in trying to help deal with it.
Sherrod was pushed out of her job after a conservative blogger posted edited pieces of a speech in which she appeared to make racist remarks. A report from the National Association of Realtors shows that sales of existing homes actually plunged 27% in July, more than expected. More from NPR's John Itzty.
The sharp drop pushed existing home sales down to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.8 million units. That's the lowest level in 15 years. The Realtors Association says the expiration of the government's home buyer tax credit at the end of April is a big reason for July's dismal sales, because home buyers purchased early to get the credit. While home sales dropped sharply in all regions, the Realtors Association found a silver lining in the fact that home prices actually continued to rise in July. Nationwide, they were up an average of almost 1%. That pushed the average price of an existing home up to $182,600. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
And on this news, we find U.S. stocks falling. Dow's down 86 at 10,088. NASDAQ down 23 at 2137. S&P 500 down 10 at 1057. Recovery from floods in Pakistan could take years. That grim assessment today from President Asif al-Zardari, who's faced with rebuilding a country while also trying to stave off rising Taliban threats. Nearly a month after the floods struck, hundreds of thousands of people in low-lying areas of the southern Sindh province are still in danger. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports a newly built levee is holding, but how much longer remains uncertain.
Standing on this levee, the water is just about 2 feet below us. The community mobilized quickly and put together this dirt embankment to save their city. Some 250,000 people in this area, the city and villages surrounded, have been inundated. 95% of them, we're told, have fled. They have evacuated or been evacuated. The 5% who are left are here to safeguard their homes.
NPR's Julie McCarthy reporting from southern Pakistan. This is NPR News. Voters are turning out today in five states for primaries and runoffs. They include Arizona, Alaska, and Vermont. In Florida, two wealthy outsiders are spending record sums in races that, as Steve Newborn of member station WUSF tells us, are too close to call.
Wealthy candidate number one is Rick Scott, a former healthcare executive who spent $50 million to win Florida's GOP primary for governor. He's taking on Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, who gained national attention for his lawsuit challenging the federal healthcare overhaul. The other wealthy candidate is Jeff Green, a billionaire who made money betting that the U.S. housing market would collapse. Green spent nearly $30 million in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. He faces Congressman Kendrick Meek, whom he has vastly outspent. But Meek has been endorsed by President Obama and former President Bill Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
The government's stepping up its investigation into Toyota Corollas and Matrix vehicles that may have defective engines. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's more closely examining problems that could cause engines to stall or fail to start. Toyota came under heavy scrutiny in the past year after it recalled about 11 million vehicles worldwide for other defects. A NATO operation aimed at bolstering security weeks ahead of a crucial vote in Afghanistan is running into Taliban resistance. International and Afghan forces reported today they killed 40 militants east of Kabul. The coalition also says two service members died while fighting in southern Afghanistan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support